I was listening recently to a recording of an interview between Dallas Willard and John Ortberg. Dallas Willard is a Christian and a philosophy professor at the University of Southern California. John Ortberg is a pastor. And John was asking Dallas about prayer and about praying for healing. And Dallas said, well, of course we should pray for this. And of course we should expect miracles. And he said it so matter-of-factly that John actually came back at him and said, really? And he said, yes, because this is the kind of God that we serve. And he said, the risk of expecting a miracle is that you won't get one. But he said, the blessing of expecting a miracle is that you could. And he said, in either case, what you are doing is exactly what Jesus invites us to do. Jesus, who knows the heart of God, Jesus, who is God, this is what he says. Ask, and it will be given to you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds, and for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for bread, will give a stone? Or if the child asks for a fish, will give a snake? If then, you who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask him? And so tonight, we are bold to ask for good things. And we invite you tonight to pray in many ways. Some of them may be new to you. You may want to begin by coming up to the basin. And here, remember your baptism. Remember that your story began in the waters where you were claimed and named in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Maybe you want to come. Put your hands in the water, maybe make the sign of the cross on your head, and remember who you are. Maybe you want to remember that part of your story needs to be written down. Maybe the Lord is inviting you to intercede for someone and to write their name down and to take it with you. Maybe there's a part of your story that you want to write down or draw or sit with. And go over here for a while and just sit and with pen and paper, pray. And maybe for you, you want to just get a Bible there on the back wall and you want to kind of go off into a quiet place here. And there will be scripture passages on the bottom of all the screens. And you could just sit in a place and just read sections of scripture as prayer. Or maybe what you'd like to do is get together with the friends that you came with and just gather in a circle and listen to each other and pray for each other. Or maybe tonight you'd like to go to the back and have one of our prayer teams intercede for you. We have faculty and staff and trained prayer servants, students, who are eager to pray for you. And you need to know that when you go to these prayer stations and you offer whatever it is on your heart, that they will take it to the Lord and they will keep it in confidence. If you're unsure of what to pray about, you can pray about our community. We have two students who are facing cancer, Jacqueline and Nick. Our Board of Trustees will be in session at the end of this week, and they need prayers. You can think about President Biker preparing to move into his last semester and for President Leroy preparing to come in. You can think more broadly of our world. It's the Super Bowl tonight. And what is interesting about that is something that Sean pointed out, is that whenever there's a Super Bowl or a major event, the sex trafficking for that particular area of the country increases in abundance. There are people who are going to make a lot of choices tonight about alcohol and driving, and we need to pray protection over them. So pray tonight. Listen tonight. Let the Spirit lead you in expecting miracles. Let's begin our prayer together with the words of Psalm 102 on the screen. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Let our cries come to you. For our days pass away like smoke. Our hearts are stricken and withered like grass. Our days are like an evening shadow. We wither away like grass. You laid the foundation of the earth. The heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you endure. They will all wear out like a garment. But you are the same, and your ears have no end. Grant us, your servants, security. Establish us in your presence through Christ, and all God's people say, Amen.